today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear friend. Inshallah, you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to us. First, we'll look at the calendar. Then we're going to speak about promoting humanity. So please be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
But first, today is Saturday, 9th of Jamadi Uthani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of the month of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter Al-Hijr, verses 28 to 29.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونٍ.
And mention, O Muhammad, when your Lord said to the angels, I will create a human being out of clay from an altered black mud.
فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ.
And when I have proportioned him and breathed into him of my created soul, then fall down to him in prostration.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The objective meaning of the blowing of Allah's spirit into man is not the state of being alive and to breathe, for animals also do the same things. However, the purpose is the bestowal of such qualifications as creativity, will, and knowledge from the part of Allah accorded to human beings. The attributing of a spirit to Allah is for the sake of elevation of the position of a spirit. The prostration of the angels before men was not a ceremonial kind of prostration. It was meant to present the modesty of angels when confronting man himself and the human generations.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness, everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
As I told you, we're going to speak about promoting humanity. Islam teaches Muslims that man was created from dust and that God breathed into him his spirit, favoring him over the rest of creation. Hence, humans are both material and spiritual beings. Muslims believe that a human being can follow his material desires and become worse than animals, or realize his spiritual potential and become better than angels. Therefore, the struggle of human being is to realize fully in himself his humanity as opposed to his animalistic side. In Islam, the self is a trust, amana from Allah, which was faultless when given. We must strive to return his distrust in the same condition. Hence, it must be nourished and protected from anything that might tarnish it. The Prophet of Islam said, "Whoever knows himself knows his Lord."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How can we be a better human? What does Islam or other religions say about achieving success to be a better person, a better personality, or to be a human? Most writers and scholars have endeavored to present an inclusive definition of success in what? Success in being a better person, success in being a better human. Success, according to the Islamic doctrines, means happiness and prosperity. Practically, absolute happiness and prosperity are the same. A happy and successful person is one whose actions and aspirations are in the way of Allah, who performs his religious and human deeds to attain proximity to Allah, to achieve his satisfaction, and ultimately achieve the ultimate purpose of creation. Such a person is mindful of his duty to Allah and makes sure to make good use of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him in this world. So there are many factors impacting man's success to be a better person, to be a human, including purposefulness in life, struggle, patience, avoiding sins, economic security, and etc. The divine religions, which have been revealed to humanity through prophets, are the same according to the Quran. In other words, all prophets have invited humanity to the same school. They have preached monotheism and call on human beings to believe in the oneness of God, the Exalted. Therefore, all prophets have followed a number of common principles, fundamentals, and tenets, such as monotheism, observance of piety, negation of personality worship, invitation to unity, glad tidings, warnings, and call to real success and prosperity in life. Meanwhile, the codes of practice brought down and preached among humanity are different for some reasons, especially in the time, environment, level of needs, capacity of people, and occurrence of distortion, and etc.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
In this part, Rights of the Neighbors, Islam's most sacred book, the Quran, describes true followers of its prophet as hard against disbelievers and merciful among themselves. This content exists in chapter 45 of the Holy Quran, verse 29. However, as seen in modern discuss, Muslims believe that regardless of a neighbor's religious identity, Islam tells the Muslims to treat their neighboring people in the best possible manners and not to cause any difficulty to them. The Quran tells the Muslims to stand by their neighbors in the letters everyday needs, Prophet Muhammad is reported as saying, "A man is not a believer who fills his stomach while his neighbor is hungry." One typical hadith on neighbors reads as follows. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure family, said, "By Allah, he does not believe. By Allah, he does not believe. By Allah, he does not believe." It was said, "Who is that, Allah's apostle?" He said, "That person whose neighbor does not feel safe from his evil." Now, in this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to a tip for becoming more human. First and foremost, people matter. Let's face it, it's the information age. We have lots of information that has to get out there, but simply dumping a bunch of information on someone is not a very good way to get them engaged. When you have important information to communicate, think about how you can make it appeal to systemic human desires, like being part of something bigger than yourself, feeling connected to others, or our desire for adventure. Remember, people respond to vision. They rarely take action because of facts and figures.
I would like to talk about the worth of a human being from the Islamic point of view. And as a preamble to that, let me talk about, you know, the position of human being in the world. We can understand or define a human being from different perspective. If you go and look at the classical logic, the knowledge of mantiq, which is taught in the seminaries, you will see that the human being is defined as haywan and natiq. Haywan and natiq means the animal who has the ability to speak, to express his ideas, his aspirations, his hopes, as well as, you know, describe his dreams. As opposed to animals who are known in mantiq as haywan samit, the silent animal. You know, they don't have the ability, you know, to speak. It's not that they don't make sound or they don't communicate with one another, but in a very limited form, not like human beings. They cannot plan the future. They cannot, you know, dream or talk about the ideas that they have. And if you look at it from the, you know, from the perspective of sociology, you know, human beings are known as social animals. So this concept of animal is also in the modern science and secular sciences also. And the reason why human being is defined as a social animal, because, you know, by nature, insan is what we call madaniyut tabar. You know, he is basically a social entity. You know, a human being cannot really have a normal life if a person lives all alone. You know, and this is where we come to this concept of interdependency. You know, human beings can never survive or live a normal life by being just alone. They actually need one another.
That was all for today's special and, of course, the first episode about to promote humanity. Inshallah, we continue this topic. So follow us on parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.